Over the past 2 months, the state medical examiner says 5 babies in Maine have died and their deaths have been directly related to unsafe sleeping practices. Last week, the Maine Attorney General and the chief medical examiner issued a warning to parents not to share a bed with their babies. But as Patty White reports, supporters of the practice say there are good, natural reasons to bed share.
The decision to share a bed with her baby wasn't a philosophical one for Sarah Jorgensen of Freeport. It was a matter of necessity.
You know, it was, I'm exhausted, and I'm breastfeeding, and I can have him right next to me and kind of roll over, and he can eat, and then I roll back, and, you know, we can go back to sleep until they're hungry again.
That was the experience Jorgensen had with her first child, who's now 3. Currently, she's sleeping with her 11-week-old baby. She says when she first started bringing a baby into bed, her husband worried.
You know, what if I don't know he's there? What, I'm not used to a human being, another human being being in the bed, especially a little 10-pound baby. And, you know, so concerns about that for sure.
Jorgensen says she and her husband feel more comfortable knowing they take certain precautions. They don't drink. They don't take medications. Their blankets are separate from their baby's swaddle. Jorgensen says she's heartbroken to hear about the recent infant deaths in Maine due to bed sharing, and she thinks about those parents a lot, but she'll continue to sleep with her baby.
And I'm sure they're saying, how can people still co-sleep when this happened to us? What is wrong with you? But, you know, you look at the big picture, then you look inward, and do I need sleep? Yes, I have 2 young children. My husband goes out to sea for long amounts of time. I'm the sole caregiver here. I need sleep, and this is how it's going to happen.
But Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Mark Flomenbaum says in a written statement that parents should resist the temptation to curl up with a baby in bed. On average, about 10 to 12 babies die each year in Maine because of unsafe sleep circumstances. But these 5 deaths in less than 2 months are numbers Flomenbaum says he's never seen before in his 23-year career. And he says the deaths are easily preventable.
It's very important not to sleep with your baby.
Dr. Jennifer Heyman is a pediatric hospitalist at Maine Medical Center who has researched unsafe sleep-related deaths in Maine infants for several years. She says creating a safe space in bed is difficult because babies can asphyxiate on pillows, blankets, and mattresses, which aren't as firm as crib mattresses.
So there's actually a lot of almost hidden dangers in that circumstance.
The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends against sharing a bed with an infant. But Leah Darragon says it's not a black and white issue.
To make one statement, do not co-sleep, is a less than sophisticated response to this issue.
Darragon is co-director of Birthroots, a Portland-based organization that offers support to new parents. She says Birthroots doesn't recommend one sleep method over another, but offers information about the benefits and risks of different strategies so parents can decide what to do on their own.
I think we need to break down, why are people co-sleeping? Are they co-sleeping because they are under-resourced? Maybe they don't own a crib. Maybe their house actually is cold because they can't afford enough heat.
Darragon says moms may also choose to share a bed because they don't get adequate maternity leave and are exhausted. To reach parents, she says it would be more useful to examine and address the underlying reasons for sharing a bed. For Portland mom Avery Camilla, the reason to sleep with a baby is anthropological.
It's such a natural thing. It's, you know, it's what other cultures do. It's, you know, what people have been doing since the beginning of time. So it's sort of strange that, you know, here in America, we blame parents for doing what's natural when we probably should be looking elsewhere for the causes of SIDS and crib death.
Dr. Jennifer Heyman says there is an alternative to bed sharing that allows parents to sleep near their babies safely. It's called separate but proximate.
So getting a bassinet that's right next to the bed, the baby can come into the bed for feeding. You know, mom and dad are awake and the baby goes right back into the bassinet and they're still nearby that way and you haven't gotten up.
Heyman says when she counsels parents on sleeping strategies, she tells them deaths from bed sharing may be rare, but when it happens, there's no going back. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.